This is a KUNV Studios original program.
You're listening to Special Programming, sponsored by the Cause Marketing Chamber of Commerce. The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Everyone, and welcome to the Business of Giving podcast. My name is Guy Dawson, and I am the founder and executive director of the Cause Marketing Chamber, and we are an organization that brings businesses and nonprofit organizations together to create synergistic relationships that benefit both parties and the community. The Business of Giving podcast highlights both of these pillars of the community with this platform. If you want to learn more about what we do at the Cause Marketing Chamber of Commerce, causemarketingchamber.com. This valuable show is made possible through the generosity of our series sponsor, SolUp, an energy solution and conservation company specializing in solar and battery storage systems, including solar panels. To learn more about them, solup.com. It's always great to be in the saddle and behind the microphone here at KUNV 91.5, bringing you all the Business of Giving podcast. Having these incredible relationships with for-profit and nonprofit businesses creates unique opportunities for me to bring my friends into the studio to talk about the things that they do. And there is a woman who is visiting us today who I have known for several years. She is extremely passionate about the nonprofit organization that she is a leader of. The name of that nonprofit is called Whalers Creation, Foster Adopted Youth Training of the Arts. And one of their taglines is foster, adopt, and mentor. Welcome, Miss Latoria Kern with Whalers Creation.
Woohoo! What an intro. I love it. Hi, Guy. Thank you for inviting me.
It is so wonderful to have you here, Latoria. You are definitely a community activist and someone who is very committed to the success of our youth. And, you know, something that I've discovered through the work that we do at the Cause Marketing Chamber, as well as the types of shows that we've been bringing to our audiences here with the Business of Giving podcast, is our youth plays a really prominent role in the cause marketing community. I guess we all have this innate connection with young people, understanding the importance of creating better lives for them, the significance of how that can really impact their futures, as well as the way that it impacts our society as a whole. And when we have people like you who are out here really in the trenches, mentoring young people, trying to help them live better lives, this is what the work is all about. So such a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Wow, you get it. You know, look, I'm done. You said the whole interview.
Hardly. I know you have a great story to tell. Will you share with us what Whalers Creation does?
So Whalers Creation got started in Washington, D.C. I moved here from D.C. in 2018. And coming to the Vegas area, I have been passionate about working with kids in care and foster care, kids in foster care, particularly children who are older. That's my forte, working to make sure that the kids that I'm able to connect with have a better life aging out of foster care. So Whalers Creation's focus is to provide awareness to our communities. We like having lots of events just to invite people to come out to do fun things. And while you're doing fun things, we want to, you know, take the time to stop and say, look, did you guys know that 50% of the kids living on the streets, homeless population, are from the foster care system? You know, did you know that our kids have a lower high school graduation rate? Did you know? So we like holding events where we are educating people about the tremendous need for foster parents, adopted parents, and mentors. And as we educate our communities, we have been doing this for years and came to the realization that we need to work directly with our kids. So then we, after working with Whalers for a while, we decided to stop educating people about the need and then to start concentrating and bringing the youth that we are talking about into our efforts. And so we decided to start with what I am most passionate about, and that's the arts. I love the arts. I grew up in the arts. My undergraduate degree is in media and performing theater arts. So my very first program with Weightless Creation was dedicated to what I know and what I love. And so we started a program called History on Stage, and now it's called FAM on Stage, Foster Adopt Mentor on Stage. But History on Stage, the purpose was to provide youth, young people, the skills, knowledge, and information about working in the arts. Working as producers and directors and financiers and in front of the scene, behind the scene, you know, all of it, acting, writing, directing, all of it. We teach all of it. And we had the opportunity to put our very first show that we ever created and did was a play, and we got to have this play in front of Victoria Rowell. And Victoria Rowell is a former foster youth who is a Hollywood actress. So she gave us our pat on the backs and said, you know, we're doing the right things. And she's encouraged us so much to keep it going. And from the arts, we ended up doing culinary and media art. So everything that I love doing is what I just teach kids to do.
What a great way to get involved in something in terms of supporting others is that, of course, most people start nonprofits or become a part of a nonprofit organization that resonates with them, where there's some type of a connection. And when you talk about the arts, it's interesting to see that you're really connecting from two elements where I think we're having a lot of challenges in this society nowadays. Number one, a lot of the arts programs that existed when we were younger, coming up through school, or a lot of those have been eliminated.
Yeah.
And I mean, you could take, I remember when I started learning how to play, what was it? I think it was the cello first, and then I tried the violin, and I did the drums. I'm not a creative like you are, but I was at least given the chance to be able to try it right at school.
Yeah.
And so many of those programs have been eliminated. And as you were, the other aspect that I think is also so important in the work that you do is the youth and how many of those who are in foster care live difficult lives. And the thing that you touched on also is that you are really into helping older young people. So maybe you could talk more about that. I know that maybe the vision that a lot of people have of a child being in foster care or possibly being adopted would be a younger child, but you are dealing with kids. When you say older, where does that start?
So we'd like to focus on children who are 14 to 24 years old. And I say children at 14 because your brain is still developing until you're 25. So even though, you know, we have a bunch of 22, 23, 24-year-olds walking around, their brain is still developing. And so for me, I still think of them as children, although they are not, you know, but from 14 to 24 is the population that we focus on. And for that very reason, because most people, when they think of becoming a foster, adopted, or mentor to a child, they think of the younger children because, you know, people have a tendency to believe that it's just easier to work with younger kids. But the greater need, in my opinion, is working with those children who are about to age out and kids who are preparing to get older and older and older. Because they're aging out and because they're about to be young adults, we need people to consider opening up their hearts and their homes and their times to be a advocate for these young people so that they can help guide, shape, and direct their trajectory, so to help change their lives, to put them on a track of success. The last thing we need is our kids who are in need of help not being able to get it from anybody. And so we try to make sure that whatever services our kids are in need of, that we are able to connect with, because, you know, I can't speak for all, you know, 3,000 children that's in care, and plus, you know, because we have, you know, 10,000 more that's not in care, but still need the love and guidance of our community. And my little thing is, that I like to say all the time is, you know, let's make Vegas a strong youth community. And making Vegas a strong youth community means that we're focusing on our young adults, our young people, to help them transition from their adolescence, teens, childhood life into adult in a positive way, knowing that there's lots of support and lots of love here with them, and they can reach out to us to help them even navigate their way and or to support them in any kind of way that we can.
And of course, as any nonprofit organization, you have specific programs that you've developed mm-hmm. that help you to accomplish your mission. Again, you have this specific demographic of children or young people. Again, when you talk about people being in their early 20s and still not being fully developed as adults, I think that that is something that is not recognized enough in society.
Exactly.
Is that just because a person becomes 18 years old and we categorize them as adults, that there's so much more mentoring and nurturing that a person
and
really needs even at that.
Mm-hmm.
Even at these more advanced ages, being older than a young person. But I'm sure there are programs that you have, of course, that help you to achieve the mission of making these young people's lives better.
Yeah, so one of the things that we are concentrating on and doing is job skills training. So we meet weekly to provide opportunities for kids to partake in learning more about various job skills. I have the kids for like 3 weeks at any given time, and we just go over the basics. We talk about the things that employers expect for you to know. You know, put your phones away when you walk into your job and or on the job. Be courteous, be polite, arrive on time. You know, don't cause a lot of conflict in a workplace. And if there is conflict, how do you handle conflict? So even financial literacy, you got this money coming in. What do you do now that you have this money coming in? So I have the young people coming into me every Tuesday, and we pretty much meet from 4 to 5, 4:15 to 5:15. And we do it virtually. So any young person that's interested in knowing how to be prepared for employment, we do that. And then in addition to training them for those 3 weeks, we assist heavily in helping them find, helping them secure employment. So, and then after our 3 weeks of training, you know, this is what you just need to know to go to work. But if you want to get skilled in a particular area, then we have other programs that you might want to continue to learn more about, like our radio station. You might want to come and be a part of our learning initiatives for the radio station. You might want to learn journalism, how to create a magazine, how to write, edit, photography, layout, design for a magazine. In culinary, you might want to learn how to work in a restaurant or the food industry, or learning how to cut meat. Whatever it is that you're interested in those areas in particular, we can help you with. We even have a partnership with other people that are allowing our kids to learn about how to do slight, small home repairs. And it's a combination of all types of skill base. One of my board members is a digital marketer, and so we are teaching digital marketing. Her big thing is if you go through her course, then you are able to start your own business. That's her big forte for kids. So she wants them to be independent. So those are the types of things that we teach. And whatever a kid interests. You know, I have a young lady who is interested in becoming a marine biologist. So if there's anybody out there that's a marine biologist, I'd love to connect you with this young lady because that's what she wants to do. So we try to find mentors to match a kid's interests. Even if it's not an area that we teach, we still try to find adults that they can connect with that can help them with that career goal.
I am speaking with LaToria Kern. She is with Whalers Creation, a wonderful nonprofit organization that is doing incredible things to support the youth here in Las Vegas. And you're listening to the Business of Giving podcast, sponsored by the Cause Marketing Chamber of Commerce. SolUp and its channel partners are providing complimentary solar to local charities, supporting four HopeLink transitional housing properties, Feeding Pets of Volunteers of America, and Opportunity Village. Their founder sits on the board of Nevada Conservation League. Also wanted to make an announcement. The Cause Marketing Chamber of Commerce is hosting a cause and business education event on Tuesday, March the 19th at 6 p.m. This event is going to be held online. A woman named Heather Safkin, she is the co-founder of Safkin Consulting, brings her expertise to the table, offering valuable insights into the art and science of securing grants for businesses and nonprofit organizations. Topics that Heather will discuss include where to look for grants and ensuring a good fit, preparation tips for grant writing, and technical tips and common mistakes in grant writing. If you want to learn more about this event, it is for free. CauseMarketingChamberOfCommerce.com. Or excuse me, that is incorrect. CauseMarketingChamber.com. Under events to learn more about this really impactful event that's going to be coming up. Nonprofit organizations, fundraising is always something that is a top of mind awareness, and as well for small business owners, figuring out how you can have access to more capital through grants is something that could really benefit a lot of you out there. So causemarketingchamber.com for more details. Also, we've been announcing this incredibly fun event that we're going to be having October the 19th through the 26th of 2024. We're going on the first annual cause and business cruise through the Hawaiian Islands. It's going to be a great opportunity for you to network with professionals. We're going to do service work on the island of Maui. We're going to do a lot of things together, but of course, there will be plenty of time for you to enjoy being on a six-day, seven-night Hawaiian cruise. If you want to learn more, or if you want to join us, we'd love to have you come along with us. Proceeds from this event, by the way, will support nonprofit organizations. If you want to learn more about what we're going to be doing on this cruise, info at causemarketingchamber.com or causemarketingchamber.com. And I'm back with LaToria Kern here at KUNV 91.5 Jazz and More for the Business of Giving show. A couple of seconds ago, you were talking about these programs that you've developed, which is a big suite of things that you use to support young people, to again, to position them to live better lives, to be more successful. How do they acclimate to these programs that you offer them?
So a lot of it is word of mouth and kids that we've worked with in the past. It is building relationships with organizations that work with children and working with the schools and churches. So we try to make it known to our community that we're here to serve and that we are able to provide job skills training and job skills employment to young people. You have to be 16 for us to help you find a job, but the job skills training starts at 14. And like I said, it's a virtual training, and we have employers that are, you know, always calling and looking. And I have employers right now that need young people to take different types of positions. And so we invite people to reach out to us if they have a young person who is interested in working. And so, you know, if they want to, they can always reach out to us by a telephone call or visiting us online. Whatever a young person's need is, whatever a person's desire is, we definitely try to make those connections with the employers that we have working with us. And we're always looking for employers that want children who are already pre-trained, ready to go to work for you.
Right. And I know there are so many people out there, Latoria, who love mentoring, me being one of them. I mean, I love being in business and everything that goes with that, you know, running a profitable business that allows me to be able to support my life and the people who work with me. But the mentoring aspect that you're talking about, the possibility to be able to influence or perhaps change a young person's life just because of they get a chance to see an example. You know, children are so impressionable. And I mean, we hear stories over and over, and I'm sure you have many stories that you've heard of people who really impacted the lives maybe of some of these children who've been going through the programs, and you can they can literally be planting seeds that are going to be in these children's lives for the rest of their lives, can really influence their futures.
Yeah, that is so true. As you're saying that, I thought of two kids in particular that have come through my training. We have, you know, the culinary arts, and we have these kids that we provide food safety certifications, training to, and then we help them get their cards so they can work in the food industry. And I had this young man, and that course is like 12 weeks. And I had this young man that came to me, and he just had a really high level interest in cooking. And after he graduated from my program, he went on to a culinary arts school. And today he is running a restaurant in, not Myrtle Beach, Virginia Beach, in Virginia Beach. And I'm just so proud of him. And, you know, I always called him Baby Chef because he was, you know, he's still a baby, but he was so, had such a high interest in being a chef. And today he is. And another young lady that I met, she was very, I presented at this conference, and she walked up to me after my presentation and said that she wanted to be a part of what we were doing. And just took her under my arms, fell in love with her, worked with her a lot. She ended up coming on board and working with Whalers. And so she's my unofficial adopted daughter. Not the paperwork, but in my heart. And anything I do, you know, she's definitely a part of my world. So she ended up becoming Miss Vietnam DC. And when she was relinquishing her title, you know how they walk down the aisle and their voices are talking about their year. And so when she was walking on her last walk, she said that she was so proud to be where she was at because of this mom that came into her life and changed her life, because she was like a completely different person when I met her to the person that she evolved to. And she said, I'd like to meet my mom. And she said, Latoria, please come on stage. Or Mommy Tori, please come on stage. And I'm like this. And I'm like, what? So I walk on stage and I'm like bawling. I'm crying my eyes out. And then we exit the stage and people like paparazzi, like taking thousands of pictures of us. And, you know, today she works for the Maryland governor, advocating for foster kids. And she credits, you know, her changing her life because I came into her life. So it's you know, people like that, that we get to be change makers. And, you know, and mentoring is so, so, so important. And even though she's not my biological daughter or my adopted daughter, officially, she's my daughter in my heart and in her heart. You better not tell her that I'm not her mom. and so that is my daughter, and I'm super excited. I'm so, so proud of her and her accomplishments. So when you were talking about mentoring and changing people's lives, those two in particular came into my mind.
Mm-hmm. The success stories, and really, again, having an impact on a young person's life. Yeah. I know that there were many adults, and I was never in a foster care type situation growing up. I had my parents, but I can't. There are so many adults out there. Just little things that they said to me that seemed insignificant at the time, and the next thing you know, you're 35 years old, and all of a sudden your teacher from the eighth grade said something, and it's like, bing, bing, bing. You just never know when some word of encouragement or just your belief in a person could stimulate them going down a completely different track than they were on. And that's the value of mentoring. I know that's something that's really important to you. And you guys have lots of events.
We do.
You want to share about some of the events that are coming up?
So we just partnered with the Clark County Library District, and we were all over north, south, east, west, doing story time reading. We have a character called Lovey Bear, and Lovey Bear does, you know, reading and dancing and talking to kids and encouraging kids. And Lovey Bear passes out love bears to our kids. We the Children's Foundation was a huge support because they were able to donate a lot of stuffed animals, and we took the stuffed animals from the Children's Foundation and were able to pass those out as well. And so besides the library district, we're having an event that came up actually just yesterday, and that's our youth hire. It's just a community event, bringing the community out to come and talk about jobs and signing up for our classes. And it's a free barbecue for the community. So come out, and everybody was eating and having a good time with that, playing games outside. And we have a talent competition, a showcase coming up soon. We have a run walk, a 5K run walk coming up, and it's going to be like a neon run walk. We're going to have it at dusk or dawn, however you want to say that. And so it's nighttime a little bit, and seeing the different colors, the run walk to benefit the organization. And then last but not least, there is a Heart of Gold, a family Heart of Gold gala happening on December 7th at the Ahern Hotel. So we're like super excited about all these events coming up.
Right. Just great opportunities for the community to connect with the children in the program, to bring more notoriety to it. And by the way, Whaler's Creation, I made an announcement, I think a couple of weeks ago, was one of the most recent organizations to become members of the Cause Marketing Chamber of Commerce. And we're just so thrilled to have you become a part of our tribe. And
I'm so excited.
And we want to continue to support your success. And for those in the community who might want to be volunteers or might want to give to your organization, how can they connect with you?
Anybody interested have the opportunity to visit our website. And our website is Whalers, like a whale in the ocean, Whalers, Whalers dash creation .us. You can go to our website, come to an event, and or 702-235-5490.
Yes, and an organization like Whaler's Creation is really doing a lot to better children's lives. And there's so many different ways that you can contribute. I know LaToria discussed many, many different ways. I mean, there's the volunteerism, the mentoring, financially. So, yes, Whaler's Creation, to support an organization that that truly is giving back to our youth, which is our future. There's no way around. We're not going to be here forever, and there's always going to be another generation of children who are coming up, and us supporting making their lives better is so important. Thank you again for being a part of the show today,
you
LaToria.
Are quite welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we always want to remind you that you can listen to the Business of Giving podcast on a lot of different platforms, specifically Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Amazon Music, as well as at KUNV 91.5 FM. Of course, we've got social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn. And we always want to welcome you to tune in to the Business of Giving podcast here at KUNV 91.5 FM. The Business of Giving podcast was brought to you by Soul Up's underwriting of our series. I hope everything in your life is going well, and I always want to remind you to give and do business for good. See you on the next broadcast.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money.